Previously on the All Out Podcast.
All of this that we've just been talking about is what they want us to be talking about and thinking what it
a
is.
A lot of maybe people, right. Maybe it was a some huge sort diversionary,
of... Yeah.
You know. They can go on and on.
I want to plot these on a timeline, all these events. I'm curious now. I mean, just not for the show, but for my
I pay attention a little bit, but I lose track after a while, you know. But there's a lot of people that do. They'll say, well, this major event happened, this major event. Now, I suppose, you know, you could connect it however, you know, you could connect everything.
Sure.
And make up some crazy wild, but I'm talking major events, you know.
Yeah.
Like, well, there was a thunderstorm in Oblong and, you know, missing jet. Well, you know, that's stretching, you know.
Yeah. No one has ever referenced that.
Right, right.
You know, here in Podunkville, our biggest problem is keeping a grocery store open.
Right. Well, I mean, is you know, are they controlling the weather? You know.
He was like one step up from like male prostitution.
I have UFO alien connections. Okay, we're going to get a little deep. I'll make it quick.
I have a picture of Ted Nugent. Dirty, dirty, I got to pee.
Smells like corn over here.
Welcome to the All Out Podcast with your host, Henry J. and John Hoser. Music, movies, wrestling, science fiction, entertainment, all things that exist and are talked about right here. The All Out Podcast.
I mean, there's evidence to suggest so. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's a runaway train. Maybe somebody should have went to bed an hour before they did and not pushed those few buttons. You know, I think with the weather changes and the just climate change, you know, in general, and everything that's tagged along with it.
Well, like this fracking thing, you know, there's some places where they're not, even the government's not saying you can't frack that. Oh, in Yellowstone. I forgot
here
about
we
that
go.
One. Did you hear about this?
No. Enlighten me.
Supposedly, it actually happened. A road in Yellowstone National Park was soft. And that might not be the best thing.
Yeah.
But they closed it off for a long, long time. This was fairly recent, actually. Okay. And they closed it off for a long, long time. And they said, I've been there. So a lot of the geysers and stuff were a little more active. That's not supposed to be active. Mount Fuji's supposed to be, I don't know how you say it, swelling up.
Awakening.
And I like my Japanese electronics, and I wouldn't want to see, you know.
Friend of the show, B Nation, still in Japan.
This is all pretty new, actually. I forgot about those two, Mount Fuji and the Yellowstone deal.
Yeah.
You know. All of this is underground.
It does have to do with the ground.
All of it is underground.
I'm trying to figure out, you know, if this is all diversion, what's the motive? You know, why throw so many red herrings in a basket?
Well, I don't think some of the natural ones are really diversionary.
But if it's because of HARP and in weather,
right?
You know, control.
People screw up.
Yeah.
I don't care how smart they are, or who they top secret organization they work for.
Yeah,
people screw up.
Exactly.
You know. I've seen people screw up.
Every day.
It happens.
Every day of my life.
So, when this happens, and maybe there's some major, you know, there's some, hey, Bob, you know, you put a hole in Russia. Come on. What's going on? Oh, I'm sorry. I took a little extra on break.
Missed that on the monitor completely. Missed it.
Yeah. There's I don't know. I mean, we'll watch the news. This will go on, you know. I'd almost be willing to bet that there's some other things happening here pretty soon related to that. Now watch, people are going to listen to this and they're going to say,
like, they know, we've got to stop. Bob, find another country.
Yeah.
I mean, so many things could happen, you know, as a result of tampering with this, at this level. You know, if we're setting up everything with Russia, or if Russia is setting up everything, it doesn't even necessarily have to be United States intelligence and
science. I mean,
Russia's very advanced in
intelligence.
I mean, I would say they would rival us completely.
Who do you think really, though, has the most... I mean, you think, you know, what do you think, really?
Well, it depends on which category. I mean, technology would definitely not be either us or Russia. I would lean towards
Japan.
But see,
people really don't know. I mean, that's the scary thing. You really... There's assumptions made. You know, I would have seen, you know, Japan, I'd say.
China.
Yeah.
China scares me, John.
Yeah.
Because you never hear anything about China.
Right.
You never hear anything
they
about
have,
China.
They have not good air, but I mean, other than that. You know.
They have every reason to want to come to our country and take it over.
Mm-hmm.
They have... I would venture to say they have the manpower to do so.
Sure.
Especially if the majority of our troops are in the Middle East fighting undeclared illegal wars for oil and resources and to further police the world. But if suddenly, here's China. Hello, America! China! I mean, we're doomed.
Right.
I mean, if they came from both sides, the East and the West, could you imagine?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, by the time they got to us, you know, all these redneck farmers that we have, I mean, everybody's going to have their shotguns, you know, loaded and ready. It's not even going to matter.
No. Well, it'd be after the fact. I mean, it'd be, you know.
And I'm not going to sit here and say I hate America, but I wouldn't blame the Chinese for coming for their, you know, $3 trillion that they bought in useless bonds from our country. I'm not saying I'd take up arms and, you know, run with the Yellow Army, but...
Yeah.
While they shot me, I would understand why.
Yeah.
Where was I even going with this? Oh, about how they scare me, because you don't hear... You don't know. Like you said, you don't know about these other countries with technology and how exactly who's number one. But you don't know about China completely.
Right.
Not just technology. Military... Right. What their views on current events are. They have weird music.
Some of them I like.
Bad air. And they keep their mouth shut.
Yeah, you know? Yeah.
And they have every reason to not keep their mouth shut. And it worries me completely.
Right.
If I had to pick one country that I'm the most afraid of, it wouldn't be like North Korea or Russia or
Iran. Well, they're highly
Iran.
Filtered, too. China is highly filtered. I mean, just their media is...
very government run.
Right. You know.
Their people would believe and do whatever they're told to believe and do.
Right.
You know? And there's a bunch of them.
And there's, yeah. That's the thing. There's a lot, you know. There's a lot of people.
Yeah. And you don't ever hear about riots in China, you know, denouncing the leadership and the government and trying to take it over and free themselves.
Right.
They're pretty... seem to be pretty united in their existence, you know what I mean? And that's terrifying.
And I gotta go here.
Go.
I gotta go here.
Take it.
And if you are into the ancient alien theory, China's a very old, and they have very, you know, very, very old, actually. Very old.
Sure.
Because, you know, they try to cover up basically pyramids, so hidden pyramids and stuff that their government has that are very, very old. Very old. Older than the Great Pyramid. And they are built similar, and they planted trees on it. I mean, this is China, so no one messes. You
know? No,
you
don't.
Like, oh, okay. Well, yeah, okay, whatever, you know.
Sure. And the more people that come into China, you know, as far as like being born and everything, the more the population rises, That's basically, from my understanding, in the vast majority of China, is geologically and geographically, they have to go up at this point.
Right.
They just have to keep building on top of themselves, and I think it's going to be kind of like in Futurama, where, you know, the lower levels is like what used to be ground level, you know what I mean? And it's just ruins of cities and population.
Even like a country like China, actually, in a way, they wouldn't have to cover up as much. Because they've already got a general cover.
Sure.
You know where I'm getting at?
Yeah. There.
You know. They can put their underground subways on the top. I mean, you know, it's like, no one's going to say anything. It's okay. No one's going to question, you know, why we have a floating train and, you know.
But it won't be on the American news, I can tell you that much.
Right.
Yeah, man.
I don't know.
So, you know, Malaysian airplanes that fly near China.
Mm-hmm.
Probably Chinese people on them.
I don't know. A lot of Australians.
And apparently a lot of HIV experts.
Mm-hmm. What was it? 10, I think?
It's possible that there's 100.
Oh, 100?
Yeah.
Really?
There's 240 some passengers total, and 18 crew members or whatever.
That is strange. Now, really, now come on, people, wake up! I'm gonna virtually slap everybody.
Virtual slap from John Hosier. I hope you have some.
Well, really, I mean, you know, was just by happen chance? Did they know those people were on there?
Think. I mean, you can't even use a bathroom in an airport without them getting your driver's license or something. You know what I mean?
Exactly. That's my point. I mean, you know, so why, you know, everybody says, oh, it was a mistake. They didn't think. That's where you get into all this twist. I mean, it just.
Sure. Yeah. Who was it that was supposedly on the missing airplane? Oh, we're going to get interrupted by a train.
I knew it. Just as we're talking about underground...
They're on to us.
Also, on Facebook.com/